531. The Museum of New Zealand Te Papa Tongarewa collects significant cultural property and information that contribute to our country's identity. The Pacific Collection forms a significant part of what was called the Foreign Ethnology Collection and has both historical and contemporary art and material culture of Pacific peoples living in New Zealand. Here to tell us more about this collection, we have the Pacific Collection Manager, Grace Hutton. Ta alofa lava, kia orana, Grace. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes.
Ta alofa, it's lovely to hear from you. And my title is, in Māori is Kaitiaki Taonga, so guardian of the treasures for Pacific cultures.
So are you working from home yet, or are you back in the office?
No, I'm back at work now.
Yes, and when is Te Papa going to be open again?
This Thursday it opens to the public. I'm not sure what the numbers will be, but we need visitors to come, so hopefully they are able to make a trip to Wellington and see other parts of Wellington that are open.
Yeah.
They can visit, like Parliament, etc.
Yes. What was COVID-19 lockdown for you? Were you working from home, I guess, under level four?
Yes. I was working, doing a bit of work from home. It's a bit more difficult with my role because working with collections, we need to register the objects and actually physically put a label or a number on the object itself. So as much as I could work from home, we did. But now I'm back here, and I've had a loan out to the Douse. So the exhibition is called Amua. So the loan from our collection, Pacific Cultures collection, was Toki from Tokelo that has gone out to go and display. So that exhibition opens next week.
Wow.
So that's another thing to see.
Yes, out in Lower Hutt at the Douse Gallery.
Yes.
Speaking of the Pacific Collection, Grace, how many pieces are there in the collection?
We think about 16,000 in our collection. By world standards, it's not big. Auckland itself has a much bigger Pacific collection than we do, but I think we have quite significant objects in our collection as well. One of the museums in the Field Museum in Chicago has something like 100,000. So much
Whoa.
Bigger.
Wow.
Way more collectors collecting and what have you. But so a lot of it. There are some objects in our collection that haven't been registered, or we need more information to using our register books to make sure that the objects are have the right number on them, catalogue record number on them.
And how old do some of these objects in your Pacific collection date back to?
The museum opened in the 1868, so some will be from then. And all the way through from then until today. So Paris Goebel's dress that she wore at the MTV Awards, that's probably our most recent contemporary object that we have in the collection. So anything in between from the 1860s to today.
Wow.
And earlier than the 1860s, of course. So we have some objects that were collected on Captain Cook's voyages around the Pacific, with some of the islands, Tahiti, Tonga,
wow,
for example.
Wow. Yeah. Speaking of a lot of those objects, you know, some of the people say that a lot of those objects should be returned back home to the places of origin. But I'm thinking that without those collections by those European sailors and voyagers, we would not have these things at all in the world now, because we would have discarded them all those hundreds of years ago. What's your view on that?
I agree. Yes, that's right. Things were made to be used and would have been discarded once they didn't work, or they were broken, or they didn't look good. So they were made for the time and for the use of the time. So the fact that they've been collected from the 1700s, we're lucky that we have them, I think. I have had ministers from the Cook Islands come and visit, and they're happy that Cook Island objects are here in the museum, because they can always come and visit and see them in person. It's sad that certainly for the Cook Islands, they can't have them because of the temperature and the humidity, which isn't good for objects, and the insect life.
Yes, and obviously we don't have we are poor countries, and keeping a museum air conditioned to the right conditions are just not a priority for us as we try and look at other priorities. But coming back to Paris Goebel's dress, how does one go about getting buying that, acquiring that?
So our curator, Rachel Yates, was approached by Paris's father, because she had collected the medals for the royal family. So her dad, Paris's dad, knew of Rachel and rang Rachel and asked if we'd like the dress. So because it was with him in Hamilton, we were able to acquire it. He sent it down, posted it down to us, and we have it. So there was no cost, but it's wonderful to have it in the collection, certainly for the future going forward.
That is so cool. There'll be some Samoan worker there who will probably at lunchtime go out and try it on and be strutting around Te Papa museums. You better watch out for that.
we had a group of Samoan ladies come in, and it was on the table laid out, and one of the ladies said she wanted a picture of it so she could make the same dress. So that's amazing. I hope she does and has something very similar. Wears it.
There you go. And of course, the Pacific Collection in the Pacific part of the museum, that's been there a while now. Is there any talk of that changing, refreshing some of the exhibits there?
There's talk about doing it, but that's something that the curators would you'd need to talk to them about, either Sean Mallon or Rachel Yates. It's cost, really. It does cost to change things out. So it's been there since 2007. Putting up an exhibition takes a lot of money, takes a lot of resources, and people resources and money resources. So there's talk about it, changing some parts of it at least.
And of course, the exhibition spaces are always available to our community, and the Te Tau one is on at the moment still. Is that correct, or am I wrong?
The Te Tau, yes, it is still on. And
Lemmy Ponifacio?
Lemmy, yes, that's still on at the moment too. So there'll be some performances during the week. Of this coming week from start, there'll be soundscapes. So Jackie Mualiota has organised and got some artists in. So the program should be on our website of who will be performing. So if people are interested, they can just come in and listen, have a coffee and listen to the sounds and the singing that will be performed.
Wonderful. That is a nice way to end our interview. How can people get more information about all of things that are happening at Te Papa Tongarewa, please, Grace?
If they would like to go onto the website, Te Papa website, and there'll be information about upcoming exhibitions or events, upcoming events, if people would like to.
Wonderful.
Find out more information. Lovely to have people and visitors. It'll be a new experience, I think, yes. People will have to sign in.
Wonderful. Grace Hutton, Kaitiaki Collection Manager for Pasifika at Te Papa Tongarewa. Whawhetai te le lava.
Thank you very much. Me take ma'ata. Thank you, Iti.
You're most welcome. That is Grace Hutton, Kaitiaki Collection Manager for Pasifika at Te Papa Tongarewa Museum of New Zealand. You're listening.